Joel chapter 3. For look, in those days and in that time, when I will bring again the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered amongst the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine, so that they might drink of it. Yes, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you give me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you've taken my silver and my gold, and you've carried to your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Yehuda and the children of Jerusalem have you sold to the Grecians, so that you could remove them far from their border. Look, I will raise them out of the place where you've sold them, and I will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Yehuda, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for Yahweh has spoken. Proclaim you this amongst the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves together, and come, all you heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. From there cause your mighty ones to come down, O Yahweh. Let the heathen be wakened, and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars will withdraw their shining. Yahweh will also roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth will shake, but Yahweh will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So will you know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then will Jerusalem be holy, and there will be no strangers passing through her any more. And it will come to pass in that day, the mountains will drop down new wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the rivers of Yehuda will flow with waters, and a fountain will come forth out of the house of Yahweh, and will water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will be a desolation, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Yehuda, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Yehuda will dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion. End of chapter 3.